I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Good evening and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Oh my gosh. I have had the hardest time getting logged in, getting everything ready, and my computer has really been tripping, but it's all good. I am back. I was able to make it in time. The shit that I have to go through on the back end of this show, y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. We got a special guest tonight, Hungry, Harlem rapper Hungry HD will be joining us at 10 o'clock. I have the lovely Ashton online, and I'm going to bring her in. Hi, mamas. How you doing?
Hey, lady. How you doing? How's everybody?
Girl, we fine. We good. Just struggling with this damn. What the hell? Oh, my gosh. I am.
Well,
like, my damn show is, like, acting stupid for real.
Well, we can't have that. We have a great topic tonight.
Yeah, we do. And I'm just, like, actually tripping because there's just so much fuckery going on around here that I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Like, for real? I don't know what's going on with the damn radio show. I'm sitting here and it's telling me I only have 30 minutes. And I schedule my shit way out in advance to where, you know, it's more than enough. So, oh my goodness. I'm sitting here trying to figure out all kinds of shit right about now. So how was your holiday?
Holidays was fantastic. My daughter was very pleased. You know, for the kids, that's all that matters. I put a picture up on BBM, and I'm getting a lot of responses about it. I'm thinking about changing it.
Oh, I gotta go check it out.
It's not explicit. It's just that, you know, there's some hungry individuals who look at your facial features and go, oh my God, like, you have some dick sucking lips. And it's not like people are complimenting me nicely. They're just very, very, very raunchy with it. And you know how my mouth is. I'll come back and, you know, say, well, dream on about it and blah, blah, blah. And they get a little offended.
That's crazy.
And this thing with the BBM voice chat, who came up with this idea?
Girl, don't get me to lying. I have no clue, like, who actually did that.
It's crazy because these people believe that they can just up and call you. They don't care if you have anything going on in your day. They don't know if you're in a loud area, busy.
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I figured out what the fuck happened. Please tell me why in the hell my fucking... This is not good. This is so not good. This is completely my fault. Okay, for some reason, Friday nights are scheduled at 8 o'clock, right?
Oh.
So basically, according to the switchboard, the show started at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
So that's why it's telling me I have 30 minutes left. So not good. So
not at all.
Oh my God. I can't believe I fucking did this. Because you know what happened today? I went in and I was making some adjustments and everything like that, and I think I got preoccupied, and I normally change the time from 9:30 to 11:30, but for some reason I didn't adjust the 8:30. I mean the 8 o'clock time.
Oh my god,
this is so not cool. This is so not fucking cool. So now I have to email my artist and tell him that I fucked up my time and that I'm going to need him to call me tomorrow, because at 10 o'clock it's going to cut off. But if he calls in at 10 o'clock, we'll still have the after show. Like, we'll still stream and everything like that. We still can get away with it, but I'm just going to tell him he needs to call in right now.
Right.
I cannot believe this. I'm going to have to give you the damn, these codes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Just, you know, for future references. You got so much going on over there.
And I went out on a late dinner, late lunch. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, my God. Becky was got her butt, don't she? When I tell you, it was really nice, and he was really cute, and his body is to die for.
What?
He's a white guy. He's like 5'11". He has like a tribal tattoo from like part of his neck, part of his chest, and his whole arm, his sleeve. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then, he has like bluish gray eyes or something like that. And he works out, and he's actually nice. So he picks me up. So it's like, I'm really shocked when he picks me up, and he comes to the door, and so my brother's friend Benz is in the driveway. And he was just like, oh, I would say, he's like, damn, nice ride. I think it's not mine. And I'm looking at his because he's in a coupe, Benz, like really nice. I'm like, wow, same color and everything. So then we start laughing, and then he tries to open up my door for me, but his door is locked. No, my door was locked. He's like, oh, shit. He thought his door was locked, too. So he's like, I was like, just unlock the door. You don't have to open up the door for me. I appreciate the gesture or whatever. We go out to eat at Chili's. We were there for, like, 2 hours. We're having, like, a really good conversation. Then on the way back home, the sunset is so pretty. I'm sitting up there trying to, whatchamacallit, catch pictures for Instagram, and I was able to get some really great shots and stuff like that. So he opens the door for me, right? And then when I get out the car, he walks me to the porch, and he gives me a hug because it was really cold today. And then he was just like, he kissed me. He's like, oh, like, you know, the guy you told me about that didn't like kiss. I was like, no, he wasn't my boyfriend. We was just fucking. I just don't think he know how to kiss. He said, well, let me assure you, that's not my problem. When I tell you he kissed me, I was like, it was like a, like, I gave him like a little mwah on the lips type thing, right? He's like, no, this is a kiss. I was like, hot damn, ho, here we go again. Girl, I had to hurt run my ass in the house.
That's amazing. I love a nice gentleman. There's nothing like it.
Okay, now, the flip side to that is I have another guy that came down for the weekend from Fayetteville. He's in the Army. He's here visiting his friends, and he wants to take me out. And I'm like, oh, cool. So then I have another friend that stays like an hour and a half away. He wants to come take me out. And I'm like, wow, now, you know, I took my weave out, so I got some little length to my hair, but I don't like wearing my hair. But I dyed burgundy last night, so I just got to go get the weave, the straight weave this time, to match the color that I dyed my hair. And he was like, no, your hair looks really nice and everything. My kids are liking my hair and shit. And I'm like, you know, I normally don't let people see my hair, but, you know, he's like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, shit, you can run your fingers through it if you want to.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what? I'm enjoying dating because it's really nice. It's something I don't get to do. And it's crazy because then I met another guy. He went on my website and started keeping the sex for me. And now he keeps calling, but I think he's getting the message because I won't talk to him. Because he just keeps talking about the stories. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get my energy up to be with you. No, the fuck you don't, because you're not even going to meet me. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, one of them. So, I don't know. I see we have Jazzy on the line. I hope Hungry hurry up and calls. If not, I can call out on my Skype. What's up, Jazzy? Hey, Jazzy.
Hey, girl, what's going on?
Girl, nothing. I'm over here about to be a player from the Himalayas.
I heard you. I was like, look at her being fresh.
Shit, I wasn't being fresh. He was being fresh.
No, you
he said yes. The magic words. He know how to play Call of Duty, and he's good. So, shit, he can come over, play with the kids, and the motherfuckers won't bother me. So then, you know, when it's time for me to have a little bit of me time, they already like, yo, that nigga cool because he can play Call of Duty and, you know, shit. Mom, you go ahead and talk to him.
Right. Then he can come upstairs and come do his duty.
Yeah, right. See, I got to let my kids meet you. You know what I'm saying? Because if my kids don't like you, then I can't fuck with you. And then when you meet my kids, you have to be on point. Like, everything about you got to be on point. Because if it's not, then my kids are going to, like, clown you in front of me and clown me in front of you. Like, Mom, where you find this motherfucker at? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
My kids are just grown as fuck. So I'm just like, okay, cool, not a problem. So it's like, I think they'll like him. He's, like, cute. He's not one of those guys that tries to act black. He doesn't date any white girls at all. And I'm just like, he's really nice. So I'm going to keep my options open because I still have that contest that I have to run for when I go to New York, win a date with Chop.
Right.
So, you know, I got to think about that.
that I meet him?
Yeah.
One of my little sites. Girl, I be telling people they need... You remember Ashton, I told you to get on Plenty of Fish?
Yeah.
I got on Plenty... I be on Plenty of Fish and people be hitting me up, but I don't really be paying them no attention. And then, it's like I be passing the fish every now and then. And, you know, every now and then, somebody might catch me slipping and be like, would you like to go out to dinner? Would you like to go out to lunch? I'm trying to gain my weight and get thick. I ain't going to turn down no meal of my choice. Shit. See, speaking of meals, Ashton, Hertz is taking us out to eat when I come to New York. Other people want to come, so they need to bring their money. And if other people are coming, then I'm going to order more than one. So Hertz can pay for one meal, and other people can pay for my other shit. So it don't all go back on him, because I'm a greedy bitch.
Sounds like a plan.
So, I'm just saying. Oh, shit, we got Big Tone on the line. Hi, Big Tone.
Hey, Chalk, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm all right, just here chilling, you know.
I had the perfect subject for tonight, but considering that I fucked up the scheduling time of the show, I'm going to save it for tomorrow, because usually tomorrow is like one of those old-school music shows. I'm going to still play old-school music and stuff, but, okay, based on the conversation that we had Sunday night when you was being honest and truthful about certain things, it's like... Mm-hmm. Having a discussion in the group. Are you in the Chocolate City group?
What happened?
Are you in the Chocolate City group?
No.
Nah, I'm not in there. I remember you said you was making a group and you said the first 30 people or something like that. Then
yeah,
I said, well, add me. You said it was full or something like
that. Yeah, I'm going to add you. So basically, we started talking about trainees, gay people, and everything like that. And so we brought up a good topic, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk about it. And basically, it's about being deceived. Like, what would you do if you met a woman, right? And she was a woman in your eyes, but she was born a man, and she had a sex change, and vice versa, and you didn't find out till after you had been intimate and your feelings was involved. What in the fuck would you do? Because that's some shit that is really happening in this world right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, of course, anything like that, I mean, I'll be shocked or whatever the case may be. Like, I would need a moment, like, where I was telling you with the other situation or whatever, the time when, you know, when
yeah.
I met the other one and I didn't know it was a tranny till like, the next second time around or whatever, something like that, you know. So, I mean, of course you're going to be shot. Any man in that situation, you have to take a back seat and be like, well, wait a minute. Like, what the hell did you just tell me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, but then once all that is clear and you get that all out the way, you know, that's what it was, now you got to look at, okay, well, how deep is our relationship to keep it going? You know what I'm saying? Is that person still a good person?
That person cannot be a good person.
But see, what I'm saying is, because I was talking about the other day that like people might be like quick to like judge it or whatever. What I'm trying to say is, all right, that person got a sex change, right? That person got a sex change, so technically they're not a man no more. They are a woman. At the time they got the sex change, and they became a woman. So now they go around saying, well, you know, I used to be a man, and now I'm a woman. No, right at that point in time, they a woman now. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
But God born them Tyrese.
You have to be honest about it, and that's the whole thing. Disclosure. Because my thing is, when somebody in a situation like that, let's say for instance the guy I went out with today, right? Me and him, we like started kicking it and stuff like that, and we fucked. And he'd be like, yo, Pam, it's something I want to tell you. And I'm like, what is it, boo? I used to be a woman and I had a sex change. I'd be mad as fuck, because I'd be like, first of all, you deceived me. You should have told me everything at the out the gate and let me make a conscious decision to see if I wanted to fuck with you or not. So now I feel like if you deceive me into fucking with you on this level, there is no telling how much more other trifling shit you will do.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't no, we gonna keep it together, because my thing is, I don't want
to... You want to just dead it straight? You want to just dead it just like that?
Yeah, because I don't want to be with no bitch. I don't give a fuck if you was, you know, if you a man now, you was born a bitch. I don't give a fuck.
What if I just say, let's just say, for instance, they laying it down, though.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
That's not going to work for Chuck, because Chuck likes when... Chuck likes to feel cum, so that's not going to work well for her if it's really a she and now it's a he, because he's not ejaculating, so that's not going to last.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about it. That's Ashton. What up?
Hey, Tom.
What's good?
I'm still talking to you, talking about she all woman. She is not all woman. Deep down inside, no matter what that doctor does, is still a man. She can't do womanly things, so you can't tell another woman that a man that's turning himself into a woman is all woman.
Oh, okay.
That was the kind of shit that's just going to get you fucked to slam up. So that, that was going to be the topic tonight, but considering that in like 9 minutes, the switchboard is going to close down and nobody else is going to be able to get in unless everybody calls them on three-way or something, I'm going to save that for tomorrow, and it gives me time to blast it out, because that's some shit that'll make you think, because at this day and age, it's like, if you don't see a motherfucking birth certificate or some crazy shit, you be like,
you don't know.
Exactly.
They changed that, too. They changed that, too, though.
Well, you can't change the fact of some hot-ass cum coming out your dick. You can't change that.
I guess that you got on that point, like, you know, it's not like that coming out. You just be like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between hot water and hot nut. I'm sorry. And then if you my man, I'm going to want to swallow some protein. I don't want to swallow no fucking hot water. That's what I drink hot tea and hot chocolate.
You don't want no tea.
I'm just saying. Matt, that hold on. This might be my artist, because I know he's going to be like, I thought you told me to call in at 10, but I had to tweet him and tell him to call in early, because I got to get this interview out, because I've been pushing it all week. So, 929-2121, you're live on the air. Who is this?
What up? It's Hungry.
Oh, I thought so. Hey, Hungry.
What up? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I feel looking at your pictures. I'm doing real good. You making
me hungry. Hungry, man.
Hungry got you feeling hungry. Is that what you're saying?
Hell yeah. Tones, like, you know, it ain't too many artists that come on my show that be looking good and be getting my attention. But he came to North Carolina a few days after I had my surgery. I promise you, a bitch was going to try to make it to meet him. My manager was like, if you don't sit your ass down, because she knows my personality, and I told her he was fine, I would have, like, tried to give him some coochie. 1.5 arms.
Oh, man, you starting early.
Right. I mean, no, see what happened, Hungry? And I'm going to blame it on Ashton. It's like...
Uh-uh.
Okay, see, what had happened is, back in the day, my show used to be from 8 to 10 o'clock. So I changed it from 9:30 to 11. So the day when I went to update the topic and put your pictures up for the show tonight and everything like that, for some reason I overlooked the time and left it from 8 to 10. And I was like, holy shit, why the fuck is it telling me I only got like 30 minutes and then 20-something minutes? And then I went back and I looked and I was like, fuck, how in the hell did I do that? But I had got distracted. That's why I was like, I needed you to call in right now before the switchboard closed, because I'm like, okay, I still have an hour in the after show where I could get the interview done, because I've been promoting it for the last week or so. So I'm not going to blame Ashton for my fuck up, you know, I think if I was getting dick on a regular, my brain would work properly and it would function. And if I was having orgasms,
and that's why you need to be in New York so your brain can function more better, because you know niggas like that's gonna keep you busy.
Well, you know what? After looking at Hungry, he is changing my perspective on Harlem. You know what I'm saying? The last person I had from Harlem, because, you know, I really don't fuck with rappers or anything like that, but this particular person, like, when people look at the videos and shit like that, they was like, yo, that nigga couldn't handle you, and when you was giving him that felony head gig, he was, like, loud like a bitch. I was like, yeah, he was, what? And I said, that's Harlem for you.
Hold on. What video? I didn't see this. Like...
I think I took that down. That shit was like years ago. I mean, it might be on my adult site, I'm not sure. But yeah, after that, I was like, Harlem dudes don't have a good reputation, because if Dipset is a fucking role model for Harlem, and then this dude that lied and said that he was packing, and when we got ready to do, he was missing a lot of what he said he had. But I still had to go ahead and knock him down and teach him a lesson. I'm like, what the fuck? But then when I seen your pictures and I read your story, I was like, shit, Harlem doing it like that? I'm like, you know, this was 2009. This is 2012 when I saw your picture. A lot of shit can happen in 3 years.
Could just be that one dude, though. Yeah.
You could.
I mean, they all can be, you know, exceptional. Some people just have to be. It's different variations everywhere you go, so you can't, like, can't judge my whole town on this one dude.
You're right, but you know what? That's why it's up to you to bring the title home. So I think if I ever decided to do a fuck off or something with an artist to see who was best, I would be like, you'd be a top contender for Harlem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, well, I'm flattered. I mean, I feel honored, you know, at the end of the day.
All I'm going to say is, when I come to New York, I would be honored if you would come to me and Ashton's little birthday celebration and all the little activities that we're going to have going on. Don't worry, I'm not going to try and take your draws from you or nothing like that. I'm going to be a good girl. I'm going to keep my hands to myself.
Don't believe all that now.
Well, I was about to say that. Hungry, she going to try to tie you up and keep you as a sex slave for the duration of her visit.
Now, see, that is a lie. Now, it would be different if Hungry was willing to help me turn Ashton out, because she has never been with the woman, so therefore she hasn't had a threesome. So I can make all those things come true.
I like to watch that, though, like, really.
Oh, man.
That's
a big
You can't be everywhere, Cole. You can't be everywhere, Cole. You're getting peed on, that's it.
After the peeing, I want to sit back with my popcorn and watch the action.
Oh my goodness!
Chuck, I'm gonna sponsor the handcuffs.
Oh,
I'm gonna order some pizza. I'm gonna order some Papa John's or Domino's or something, and we gonna be a little party. It's gonna be like being at the Super Bowl or something like that. I'm
I
like,
knew you
yeah,
was
no.
a perv, Tom. You just wanna watch.
I'm perv 10. I'm a perv 1,000%.
Oh my god.
Y'all are fucking crazy.
Oh, no script.
For everybody that's
no script. Everything is straight off the top, boy.
You're so crazy. Hungry, for everybody that's listening, go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are.
Who?
I am Hungry HD. I'm a hip hop artist from New York, from Harlem, like, you know, they were saying. And I just put out my first mixtape last year. It's called No Thanks to You. It's hosted by Touch One. Those of y'all from Tri-State area, I'm sure familiar with them. You're from Power 105. And it did fairly well. Like, we went bronze on that piff. It's like 25,000 downloads. I did a lot of shows. You know, just been ripping and running. Just one of those dudes that's really on the ground. Like she said, out of state, Raleigh. Did a show out there. Did some shows in Miami. Also Atlanta. And just been shaking and moving, man. Just been linking up with a lot of right people. Seeing a lot of good. And this was success. And now we're just trying to build off that. I'm working on a new project. And just trying to push forward.
Now, Hungry, I have several questions because you called in a couple of, like, last year and you shocked the fuck out of me and you participated. Now, it's like you have a hellacious story behind you. So why don't you go ahead and, like, really let people what you're about and the adversities that you've gone through to become an artist and put out good, wholesome music. Like, you put out music like hip-hop from back in the day. You don't put out that old crazy shit. You ain't up there with no Waka Waka Flame and no Gucci and all of them. Like, you know, people can understand what you're saying. You have a positive message because of things that you've gone through in your life. So could you enlighten us with that?
Definitely. Basically, I grew up a lot like a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? Came from... I guess you would call it a broken home, you know what I mean? A lot of drugs and things like that involved in my household. And rose through all of that, you know what I'm saying? My pops was in and out the streets and locked up and all that kind of stuff and a lot of his side of the family. But that wasn't really, like, the hardest thing. When I went to college and I was like, I always wanted to do music, like, ever since a little kid. Like, I always knew I wanted to be a rapper. But nobody from my immediate family had ever graduated college, so I had my heart set on. Just I wanted to make, you know, myself proud, not that my grandmother, who, you know what I mean, sacrificed so much to pick up the slack, you know what I'm saying, from my house, you know what I mean, so to speak. And I just do it for her. So I went to school. I got, you know, 2 degrees, one in culinary arts, actually, and one in hotel restaurant management. And my whole idea was, like, as soon as I graduate, I'm hitting the street. I'm just going straight to music. I'm not even really going to go get a, you know, real job in the hospitality field. When I came home, in, like, 2-3 weeks, I did, like, a 15-track mixtape. And it was crazy because I was just so hyped. You know, everything just flowed so well, and the energy was so crazy. And I started hitting the streets and just hustling, selling it. I'm going to different shows, passing it out. And I would say, like, a month or two later, after I came home, I started, like, having pain, like, in my ankle, and I wasn't really feeling that good. Like, kind of like symptoms of, like, a regular cold, really. And just going to the doctor, and they didn't really know what was going on. They just started telling me it was, like, strep throat, and I was like, nah, that's bullshit. I had strep throat, like, every year growing up as a kid, so I knew what that was like, and I knew that wasn't it. Fast forward, like, another 2 months, my ankle just, like, blew up to the point where it was, like, 3 ankles in 1, like, and it was, like, killing me. And I went to the hospital, and they admitted me overnight, told me I had an ankle infection. I had to stay there for a week, finally sent me home. I had to get, like, an at-home nurse, you know what I mean, take IV, a fluid. And I'm leaving a lot of stuff out. This is just a long story. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, run on too long. But the ankle never really healed all the way. Then my other ankle started swelling. And build a lot of fluid up in it. Then both of my knees started swelling and built up fluid. And it got to a point where I couldn't walk. I went from crutches to, well, from a cane to crutches to a wheelchair. Like, literally, like, standing up out of my chair was a problem. Like, I needed help to do that. I never really left my room because I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't walk. And from now, you know, when you don't use things, if you don't use it, you lose it. That's the saying. And my muscles started developing atrophy. So, like, even, like, in my shoulders, my arms, my neck, was pain, like, everywhere. Because whatever wasn't directly being hurt, it was indirectly being hurt because of just me being so stiff or leaning too much on other, you know, body parts to pick up the slack. This went on for, like, 2 years. And I got misdiagnosed a million times. I took medication for, like, 2-3 years, and they didn't know what was wrong with me, so it was kind of like a process of elimination. They just kept giving me different medicine, and it was like, all right, if this medicine works, then it's probably what you got. Like, kind of, that's not what they said, but you could tell that's what was going on, you know what I'm saying? And they drained my ankles and my knees, like, constantly. I mean, several times a week, big ass needles. And I'm not really like a big needle dude now. I don't really care too much because I went through it so much. But these big ass needles, and it's like a whole bunch of, like I said, different tests and different things. And I think the very last time I went to the hospital, I was there for a month. Like I said, this is like 3 years later. And they finally figured out what was wrong with me. And I stayed in there for a month, and I got physical therapy. And they sent me home, and I had to do physical therapy for like another 2 months with like an at-home physical therapist. And it got to a point where I could slowly start walking again. And I kind of just built myself back up, you know what I'm saying? Because the whole time, there was a lot of, like, fear, you know what I'm saying, within my family. And I can't say I wasn't scared either. I mean, because I was, just because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't really feel like I was dying, but for all I know, I could have been. Like, because I was looking crazy. Like, my weight dropped. They were giving me medication that, like, cancer patients get when they use chemotherapy. And that's why now, a big part of why I have a bald head is because a lot of my hair, you know what I'm saying, came out just between the stress and the medicine. You know what I'm saying? I had no place but to cut my hair. And it was just like a real crazy thing. Like at the time, I didn't even realize I was depressed, but I'm sure I was. You know what I'm saying? Just going through that because I was so young, fresh out of school. A lot of people around me were building their lives and doing different things, and I really couldn't do anything. And a lot of people who I probably thought would be there in different ways weren't really there. So all of those things combined just made it real, real crazy. But at the end of the day, I always had faith and believed that God would bring me through it. Like, I just never thought I wasn't going to be better. I just didn't know when, and I didn't know how, but never thought that it was over. So, like I said, I got myself back up, physical therapy, started going to the gym, like, hard, just super determined, and I got myself back to a place where, you know, I'm kind of good now. So now when I go to the doctor, they kind of look at me like a miracle. Because they were telling me, like, they don't know if I'm going to walk. They don't know if I'm going to be able to do whatever again or, you know, just giving me all kind of different grim outlooks. And so it's just a blessing to be here. And I think as far as my music, I put a lot of real life into my music because I've had so many experiences. I don't really see the need in fabricating. You know, everybody exaggerates. That's a part of hip-hop and fantasize and just part of being creative. You know what I'm saying? You do different things and you embellish a little bit. But for me to just sit down and make a whole album of continuous songs of nonsense, that doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I got too much to talk about. There's too many people that I know that have gone through the same things I have in life that I can relate to and touch. I kind of want to make music that means something that people that to hold on to, a timeless music, so to speak. You know, a lot of shit that you hear today, it's a hit now, but, like, look how many hits we run through now, like, you know what I'm saying, in months' time. Like, whatever was popping 5 months ago, it's not even really that hot no more. There's something else going on, and then these artists don't really have anything that you hold on to. Like, they got a couple hot singles, but they don't really make good albums. They don't make an album that you could play next year and still feel good about it. Like, that's not really going on, you know what I'm saying, too much no more. So I just try to, you know what I mean, remain true to that, but still have a fresh, new sound and still try to remain myself so that just doesn't sound outdated and people still are interested and intrigued by me and what I bring to the table.
And that's a testimony in itself. And I have a question based on what you just said about when people put out singles and they don't really make quality albums anymore. Do you think it's because the industry is just so hell-bent on people pushing out mixtapes and, you know, artists were like, oh, if I just got that one hot single, it put me on, and they don't think about the longevity of it. Like, if they go to get, like, a 360 deal, you know, if you go there with one, two hot singles, okay, cool, you'll get whatever the going amount is, which might be, like, $25, $35. Just depends on what the label budget is or whatever at the time. I mean, how many people are actually going there with the mindset of, okay, guess what? I'm going to come in here, I'm going to blow them away. I'm not just going to give them 2-3 hot singles. I'm going to come in here with half of an album. So then that way they'll start looking at me instead of as a single deal as, well, damn, this person is halfway through an album. And they came down at the meet and prepared with like 5, 6, 7 songs that are hot. You know, it's like, do you think that could be like a big thing? Like, so many people put so many emphasis on singles and all these damn mixtapes, because when was the last time Rick Ross put out, like, something that wasn't a mixtape, like an album? You know what I mean? Like, everybody, yeah. Every time I turn around, everybody is doing mixtapes. Okay, T.I. put out an album, but 2 Chainz did a mixtape. I mean, you, like, have so many different things. Like, I be getting confused. Like, if you're an artist, why are you putting out a mixtape? Why not put out an album and then come back with a mixtape? Or some people say that the mixtapes get you noticed first. I mean, I'm not really in the music business like that. What would you say about that?
I mean, it's a few different things. Artists, excuse me, they put out mixtapes and albums. Like, a lot of them put out the same thing, like one of each, I should say, in the same year. But the thing is that it's kind of hard to tell which is which, because now mixtapes are like albums. Like, a lot of times mixtapes have all original music. There's no real instrumentals, people freestyling. It's just all original music. And half the time it's stuff that probably didn't make the album, and they just put it on the mixtape. And from their point of view, like, if you're already an established artist, it makes a lot of sense for them, because a lot of times they don't pay for any of the beats on the mixtape, because it's like, it's for promotional use. And you tell a producer, like, especially a producer on the come up that's looking for a shot, they just eager to work with you anyway. So it's like, I'm not throwing you no bread, or I give you a little something, some real shorts, but your name is on my mixtape. That's why a lot of times now, if you see songs, if you notice, it'll always have the producer name next to it. Like, that never used to happen. You used to have to look in the credits to see who produced the song. But now if you look at a mixtape, it has the track name and in parentheses it has who produced the song by every single track on the mixtape. And that's because that's the way of not really paying the producer and giving them notoriety. But it makes sense for the artist, because they get to make money off the mixtape still. They're not selling the mixtape, but they get show money. If they get a single that's hot enough, it'll get on the radio, and then it'll get in the clubs, and they can go get show money. And so, and they don't have to give the label any of that money, because it's all promotional music. You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense from that standpoint. But it makes it kind of hard for people like me that's on a come up, because I don't necessarily, obviously, I'm not getting as much money as them. And in some instances, I'm not getting any money for my work. I'm giving my work away, or I'm just trying to, you know, take that exposure. So I don't necessarily want to, though, because I obviously have to pay to make this music, and I got to pay to market, and I got to pay to promote. But I can't tell you necessarily that you have to pay for my music if your favorite artist is giving you free music. So you're looking at me like, yo, you're crazy. Like, I'm getting free music from all these established artists that have long careers, and you telling me to pay for something. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it kind of gets a little crazy. But just getting back to your whole thing of people going to labels with full albums, it's not, I think people, the labels want singles. Like, they don't really care. Like, they just want, it's a business. They want to make money. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about the integrity of the music. It's not about longevity. Because if everybody wanted to hear Super Conscious rap, and that's what they was willing to pay for, then every label would be looking for you to do that. They would say, yo, don't make no more club music. You got to have these kind of albums on your record. Or I'm signing somebody who does. And all the people that was making club music wouldn't be relevant anymore. So it really comes back to the consumer, too. Like, we have to do better. Like, we got to demand better. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff on the internet, but people too lazy. Like, you used to being spoon-fed music on the radio. That's how it always was. Because back in the day, you could get diverse music on the radio. It wasn't just one type of music or the same 5 artists with the same 5 songs in rotation all day long. You know what I'm saying? You could actually get a variety. But now it's not like that. So we kind of got to adapt with the times. Like, we have to go look for good music and demand that those artists be played on our local radio, or go support those artists and stop being, I don't know, it's kind of frustrating. I don't really get people sometimes, because people complain, but they're not proactive with changing anything. You know what I'm saying? They want more of a certain kind of music, but they don't support that artist when he's giving it to them. Or they just want everything free. And it's like, you know, people never realize how much I sacrifice, or how, you know, how much money, or the lengths I've gone, or who I've, you know, did deals with, or investors from, or money borrowed, or what I did to get money. know what I'm saying, to make my music and to chase my dream, you know what I'm saying? So, and, it, you know, you can't really, it's hard. I don't have time to explain that to every single person. I just got to give you the music and hope that you feel it, you know what I'm saying, and appreciate the quality. Because I'm not recording in my basement, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a half-ass engineer. My production isn't half-assed. Like, I try to do everything to a high level. So it's like, on that alone, you know what I mean, I need some kind of reciprocation. Like, you got to support me and help me out. And but I think if we can just kind of move forward in that standpoint and be willing to, like I said, just support more, we'll be all right. Like, the game will change.
Well, after saying that, I'm going to play two tracks from you back-to-back real quick. I'm going to play first Maple Fudge, and then I'm going to play BBA. So here comes Maple Fudge first.
I can dig it.
Never been much a follower, lay my own laws. Yeah, I pay my respects and I just keep on going. You sick by niggas moving all wrong. Put the mic down, you better suit it for the pom-pom. You wanting to give a fuck, but it's the wrong song. Oh, you looking for the old age, that nigga long gone. Yeah, the real is finally fed up with you act. And to make it even worse, it's probably never coming back. They told me to keep it humble, shit'll look up, you know the deal. But how you supposed to look up the niggas you know you kill? This nigga out here wild, but your beard ain't true. Don't let them take you out, character ain't the same you. Two sides of every coin, every man has his ways. Break the law for my good, I'll be damned if it ain't. You try stealing my joy, you gon' share in this pain. Maybe you understand just what I'm trying to say. If I can get busy and talk foul on it, get it to the door, get X the crowd on it. Get it to honest, get fresh, stick the wild on it. Send it to the L, then bring and go tell on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. Nobody can smile. Maybe it's better, it's clear that everything ain't fine. Every dog has a day, maybe the same mind. Maybe I'm up on the wrong side of the fucking hearse. And all that chipper shit that you want making it fucking worse. Maybe I ain't in the mood to give you a tip from me. Some people say I'm a jerk, I tend to disagree. Maybe it's you don't understand playing the course. This fire just can't take a hint, I give a fuck of what you talking about. No, I got no patience and don't plan on the change. And I'm so stuck in my ways that I won't get how you take it. Just I be in my zone and so I would do my own thing. And you stay over there and be good, nigga, okay then. Remember a time when the radio was played it. Maybe it's better a nigga don't even say shit. And again, if I was on my paper play shit, it probably would. Guess what I'm trying to say is, I might need 50 to talk foul on it. Get it to the dog, get X the crowd on it. Get it to honest, get fresh, stick the wild on it. Send it to the L, then bring it, go tell on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. Nobody can smile. This might need a verse from home, yo. I might send it to the mixtape, love, yo. Get some more peace, the last on it. Send it to the D, let Danny Brown fast on it. Have kids throw that rasp on it. Shoot it to Philly and let Siegel lay the smash on it. Get over the Linux, that bottle wrapped if they heard me. Then pass it over the bridge and let Fred do his dirty. Have not kicking that Illmatic New York street shit. Common admit it, how we did it on that sweet shit. Well, Sacramento Dirty has some fun first. Imagine how this shit is sound with a fun verse. This ain't that bottles in the air, this that raw shit. This that styrofoam cup from the saw shit. Wouldn't call it that go and get your gun shit. We all good, but if a nigga go to front shit, yeah. I might need 50 to talk foul on it. Get it to the dog, get X the crowd on it. Get it to honest, get fresh, stick the wild on it. Send it to the L and bring it, go tell on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. No, nobody can smile on it. Bring it down more. Bring it down more.
Baddest bitch alert. It's going up.
You ain't gotta do these chicks like that, you showing off. You might hear him say his age, yeah, that's true, but honestly, said I'm really trying to get you more familiar with the D. Go and toss a double stack, bros just fall in love with you. Wonder what's gonna happen when she see me throwing others. Her booty round in the thickest, I'ma lay it down and I'm here. You promise I'll be giving to realists, fillers, chillin'. Ain't shit if you get every ass and fillin' with a nigga killin'. Wait up now, time to chop it, change around, flow. Already broke it down, but let me break it down more. Chick gon' play it around, I mean, you should've heard a sound, bruh. She told me, come on with it, smack it, flip it, rub it down. It's your chance to fuck with the hottest girl. So do your dance, okay, you got it, girl. Once I make it in, I may never make it out. She said, babe, my time is yours, you just make sure you make it count. I'm talking about whatever, cause I done seen it all. Can't nobody do it better. If you want it, come and get it. Maybe it's on you. Got some bad bitches, but you wasn't bringing me to. Yeah, shawty, you can get it. Girl, you better take advantage. I don't do this shit too often. She like one with the music when she moving. She so flowing. I already tipped your Carlo. Guess we working on your market. Your girl looking like she want it. She ain't gotta move so shyly. Mama told me if you bring it, bring enough for everybody. Shit, I'm with it. If you with it, listen, I be fronting hard. Two's a couple, three is company before the fucking party. Mommy, hope that ain't too fun. I'm just telling you what's real. They say what you wanna hear. I say what the fuck I feel. We need to get you in the war for the way you make it shake. Honestly, some of these niggas mistake. I mean, you my niggas putting up more shots than Kobe. Real recognize the same, so everybody think they know me. Told her, drop it to the floor, pick it up, then rock it slowly. This is what I'm talking about, whatever. Cause I see it all. Can't nobody do it better. If you only come to me.
Directly to me when I come to you. I don't know. Do you have any questions for Mr. Hungry HD? Is she still there? Because I know sometimes she might be at work. Jack, do you have questions?
No, I'm here. I'm not at work. I stayed home today. No questions. I just wish him all the best. I think his music is great.
And I see him going. You.
No problem. I see him taking this to great, great, great lengths.
Yeah, great, great lengths. I mean, because when you think about HD, those initials can stand for several different things.
Yes.
I mean,
and what are those things exactly?
Heavy dick.
Oh, please, run it down. Huge dick, high definition of a dick.
Did you say heavy dick?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What? That's just funny because I wrote something like that.
Why? Somebody
had
one?
Maybe it wasn't just his ankles that swelled, Chuck. That could be a possibility.
I mean, people don't understand. Like, sometimes they have a heavy dick. And certain factors that come into it, you know, sometimes if they're not cut or something, or if they dig just so big, that shit is just heavy. And then they might not know it's heavy until a female be, like, licking it and sucking on it and be like, "Daddy, slap me in my forehead." And then they be like, "Oh, shit. Wow."
Like, that was heavy. Right. But I'm thinking maybe, Chuck, you can, like, help drain that part of his body, because I'm sure the doctors didn't get that part. Or perhaps you can drain that part for him.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I got a nasty mind. I'm not fucking, so my mind gonna think about everything. It's gonna wonder on everything. So, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just a female that has a lot of time on her hands, and my mind wonders. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it'd be different if he wasn't attractive. I mean, then I wouldn't be tempted to speak to him that way. But I've never sent him any indecent emails or any disrespectful tweets. I've always told him that he was nice looking on the eyes and everything like that. And he has good music. So could you imagine, let's just say, for instance, ladies, we decided to go on a I'm going to fuck a rapper spree, right? And it's like, if you was going to fuck a rapper, you would want him to be physically attractive, lyrically inclined, dickly well endowed, pretty soft hands, nice feet to wear when he fucks you. He ain't got to keep his socks on. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bunch of bad feet.
Yeah, and then, like, when you look at the heels, it don't look like he's been walking in flour. I mean, it's just, like, those are the things that women look for if they're going to fuck a rapper. Because rappers don't understand that. They put themselves in the line of fire. Because a lot of you rappers rap about shit that y'all really not about. You know what I'm saying? So a bitch like me, if I ever decided to fuck a rapper and I was really into his music, and this is how trifling I am. If we was fucking, I would instantly go back to one of them verses where he was talking about how he put the dick down and his dick was so big, and I would start rapping that shit and laughing like, "Nigga, you lied like a motherfucker." I would tell. And then guess what? That shit would be on Twitter. It would be on
the
front page.
It'd be on Twitter, it'd be BBM Blast, it'd be all over the place, Facebook.
It'd be anywhere, because I feel like anybody that's an artist, whether you are a rapper, singer, writer, whatever it is, whatever craft it is that you have, and you sit there and you speak eloquently on it, you need to be really about it. So I feel like if you lie and people find out about it, I don't feel bad for people putting you on blast. Because you shouldn't lie. You
but that's just like how they call those people that, like, you got a lot of those kind of people on Facebook and on Twitter that stay there and big themselves up, how they doing this, doing that. They show wads of money before they got to go pay their rent and pay their bills and talk about they getting. And then when they get tested, when they get put on the hot seat, it's like, oh, they can't meet or they can't do certain things or whatever, stuff like that, because they phony. They ballers through social media. And that's how a lot of rappers are. They talk about how they doing this and doing that. And meanwhile, all them cars in your videos, all that jewelry, all that shit is rented. You got an unlimited Metro card or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not like going to put, like, try to put people on blast, try to hate, but that's how I be a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's what, in the Indian, you know, hip hop and all that stuff, it sends a bad message out sometimes. Because they got people believing that that's how a lot of these rappers really live, and they don't.
Yeah. I mean, no, it is like that. Like I was saying, I mean, I don't really have too much a problem with it, just from a standpoint of, like I said, I think that's always been a part of entertainment, like in art and creativity. You exaggerate some, but I do think people take it too far. I mean, I think the problem that I have is that it comes off of record. Like, they come out the studio and they still act like, try to be that person. They in interviews and they still
they talking like this person and carrying this persona around.
The
like
the person you are on stage, you can't be that same person in the streets. And that's why a lot of rappers get caught up in beef or get caught up
in drama. Exactly, yeah.
They try to be the same way on Twitter. They try to be the same way, try to be the same tough dude on Twitter. And then, you know, it's just like, you know, you can't, you got to have a different side of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, LeBron James, he's not the same ball player if he comes to a park game than he is in NBA. Because, you know,
dudes are
different out there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can't be, you know, you can't be like that. And the one thing that I was going to try to say earlier when you was talking about the whole rap game, how about you only got, like, the same five artists on the radio all day, because the whole music game, whether it's hip-hop, R&B, it's so political right now. Unless you got a big-time DJ behind you that's affiliated with I'm in Brooklyn. I don't know if you know, I'm in Brooklyn right now. I live in Brooklyn. So unless you got a DJ that's behind you that's, like, working at Hot 97 or working at 105.1 that could put your records out there, whatever, you're not going to get put on. And another thing, a lot of these dudes got the game watered down, like how you were saying before. You don't got a half-ass, you don't got a studio in your basement, you don't got a half-ass engineer. That's another thing. Niggas, everybody got a studio in their crib now. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas taking their room and making a studio. Everybody, their mother's making beats. Like, some dude was on Twitter the other day because this dude retweeted it. A person that I follow on Twitter, he retweeted the person was complaining. I guess he's a producer or something. And he was just like how mad dudes is emailing him beats, and they garbage. He's like, yo, if you're going to email me some beats, make sure your stuff is on point. He's like, he done ran through like 100 emails, and they all was garbage. So you got everybody in the mother making beats. You got everybody with studio time. And another thing, and the guys who do got studio time, they're like dirt cheap. I heard these dudes talking on the train the other day. I was coming home, and these dudes was talking about like, yeah, They don't know somebody that's getting studio time 2 hours for like $30 or $40.
Oh,
you know that's dirt cheap. That's like crackhead money.
Yeah, that's
definitely
crackhead money.
Right, you know, so that's killing again. That's just like the whole DJing thing. I got men who DJ. Now they charging, let's say, you know, $600-$700 for 4 or 5 hours, and it's exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Top of the line, you know, music. And then you got the other DJs out here charging $150 for 3 hours and then $75 each additional hour. Like, really, son? That's crackhead shit, son.
Yeah.
It's like you messed up the game now. You know what I'm saying? You hurt the game like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Everybody's watering everything down. So that's when it comes to top quality music. Top quality artists or mediocre artists.
But see, what I'm trying to say is that what happens is it makes it harder for guys, let's say Hungry, who got some good shit out there, but now it's making it harder for him to get on because you got a million and one other dudes who claim they nice and they not nice. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's definitely saturated, oversaturated. I mean, like, I get it all the time to where. Because, I mean, I'm real, like, I'm laid back. I'm a humble dude. Like, and I don't even really, like, talk about all the things that I do or got going on. And sometimes people that meet me for the first time and don't really know me, and I'm introducing them to my music, and they're like, oh, well, you know, is this any good? And it's like, you know, I'm like, it's hot. Like, you know, I get it in. But it's not, like I said, I'm not a home brag. I'm not extra demonstrative. And then when they hear that music, they're like, oh, like, this is like, you really good. And it's like, I thought this was going to be trash. And it's like, yeah, I know. But that's why you listen and you hear it and you form your own opinion. Now, it's just that kind of thing, though. Everybody goes into it expecting to hear garbage because there's so many people out here that's giving up garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like your man said, I got right now like hundreds of emails that I haven't even opened from producers just because I just don't feel like it's probably going to be worth my time because every time I open emails, they are either garbage or they sound just like a million other beats that's out. And it's like, I don't really need that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not chasing 2 Chainz. I'm not chasing Future. Like, I don't need their fan base. I need my own fan base.
So you know what they're going to do? They're going to try to sell it to you and say that, oh, this is what you need to do to get on. Like, you can't just, like, they're going to try to make it seem like you can't just get on and get on. They're going to try to make it seem like you got to compete
with a 2 Chainz or try to compete with Lil Wayne to get put
right.
on. You know, that's a lot. Because if your stuff is nice, your stuff is going to be good regardless. Without you competing. Niggas like your shit, niggas going to like your joint. That's how everybody else got put on. But they try to G you in it, and that's what I'm saying. That's what messes up the game. Because I know 101 dudes out here in my hood who all claim they nice. Will sit on the benches all day, freestyle all day, and none of them, they all garbage. You know what I'm saying? But they'll claim they nice, and you can't tell them different. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's crazy.
Hungry, I have a question for you, and this is like one of my full of shit questions. This
What's
is one of the questions that's going to make you laugh or whatever.
Okay.
Now, what do you think about Trinidad James?
I think, it's hard to form an opinion because, honestly, I haven't listened to him in depth. Like, I didn't even know he had a whole mixtape out. Like, I haven't heard it. Of course, I heard All Gold, it's called All Gold Everything, right? Like, everybody
yeah.
else. And, I don't know, man. You know, it's funny. Like, the song itself is funny. He definitely seems like a gimmick artist, and I was bugging because when people started like doing like the whole Jerome for Martin thing, and then when I looked at Jerome, I'm like, yo, it's crazy, like this dude really stole Jerome's whole swag, like he really like Jerome, and it's like I almost feel like he did that purposely, you know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy, but I always respect people that kind of just do whatever they want to do and do their own thing. I mean, even though the music itself is not, like, that different from anything else that's out, I think he does kind of have his own style, like, you know what I'm saying? And he does, obviously, you see in his video, like, he dressing crazy and like, he don't really care. And it's like, but at the end of the day, I think that's what I kind of realized. And I'm, like, really excited, you know, as I'm working on this new project, and I can't wait to put it out because it's even different from the first one, and I really locked in and got my mind set on, like, all right, like, fuck everybody else. Like, I don't really care what people or radio want. I don't really care what people necessarily want to hear. I'm going to make the music that I want to make, and if you like it, then you like it. If you don't, then that's cool. Like, don't like it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not really conforming, you know what I'm saying? And I respect people that kind of stand on their own cool and just do what they want to do.
I agree, because I heard on the radio that he wants to work with Adele, and I just thought that was just so fucking funny, because Adele is, like, one of those artists that's in a class of her own. She is just so different. Her music is so lovely, and
yeah.
I thought that it was funny, but then to me, it just tripped me out, because you have, I call them gimmick rappers. You have gimmick rappers that fuck around there, make a stupid-ass song, and get a crazy-ass deal. But then when you have rappers that have substance in their music and they're talking about something, they have the hardest time getting what they need to be where they want to be.
Yeah. No, you're right. And I think, I mean, one of the things that I'm still, cause I mean, I just try to get better and better every day and just try to work on the craft and, one of the things that I've been trying to get better at is like kind of walking that thin line between delivering content and a message, but not overdoing it. Like, I don't want to sound preachy, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it to tune out that audience, you know what I'm saying, that does like party music or does just like to, some people just like to get high or drink and just turn music on and just nod their head, and not necessarily want to be spoken to about anything. Clearly, there are plenty of people like that because that's the kind of music that's been dominating rap for, like, the past 10 years, it feels like. So I don't want to leave those people out either. And at the same time, I like to have fun, too. Like, I like to have fun. I like to go to the club, you know what I'm saying? I like to, you know, I drink. I don't really smoke, but I drink. All the things that everybody else does, you know what I'm saying? So I still incorporate those things in my music, too, and I'm just trying to more and more find a way to still have a hot beat, have a hot hook, have something catchy, but still slip my bars in there. Like, I just can't never just completely put bars down and put content down. Like, I don't know how to do that, because to me, that doesn't make you any different. Like, you're not a professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people, basketball players. It's only a few small percentage that make it. You know what I'm saying? And those that make it to the league, they made it for a reason. It's because they're professionals. Like, people out here on this basketball court around your block can't do what they do. And it's like, but when you hear some of these songs on the record, you know full and well, like, your little sister could have wrote that. Like, she really could have. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I just want people to know, like, you can't do what I do. Like, at the end of the day, there is something special about what I give. It's not just somebody gave me a beat with a hot hook on it, and I just found some funny shit to put together and, you know, made you nod your head. It's like, nah, like, I put some words together, you know what I mean? I put something to you creatively. I didn't just say it straight out. Like, I found a way to say it and make you think about it and catch it later. I have to listen to it a couple times and catch all the, you know, little subtleties in the music. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
And that's what makes you a that's what makes a person a professional. A professional is supposed to be something that the average person can't do. Like you say, basketball players try to be like, you know, Carmelo or try to be like LeBron. They could try to act like them on the courts and the streets, but they can't perform like them. And that's what makes them professional. That's what makes them earn the money they earn. Because, yeah, you could think you Jordan, but you never will be Jordan. You can act like you can wear the sneakers, you can wear the shorts, you could have the ball beads, you know what I'm saying? You could have the same body physique, but you can't. You won't have the talent. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call professionally. That's why football players, you know, dudes throwing football 60, 70 yards on target. There's no average dude in the street could do that shit. If he could, he wouldn't be an average dude on the street.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. But like you said, you know, everybody try to be a certain person, think they better than them, and, you know, you gotta basically know where your limits is at. And that's in anything. You know, that's in anything. You gotta know where your limit is, you know. And that's what people try to OD at. You know, if you know you can't take 10 inches of dick, don't try to take 10 inches of dick. Stick with 5.5, more, you know, 7 inches.
You were so dumb. I'm going to play Brick Jack from his mixtape. No thanks to you. So, let's get up.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. You while I'm talking. Yeah. What are you going to do? Now what I look like money, hey, yeah. What I sound like money, hey, yeah. What it feel like money, okay. If you ain't an eight or better, you ain't getting nothing from me. Tell the DJ bring it back, bring it back. Tell the DJ bring it back, tell the DJ bring it back, tell the DJ bring it back. Tell you how I started, messages brought around the way, yo. Said she back in Texas, but I met her in the A. Bumping Brooks and Trina top down in my face, yo. Can't recall the name, but I remember that face,
oh, yeah.
Homie, I ain't praying, shorty had that in the face,
yo. Right.
Something like Buffy with a little touch of J-Lo. Right, I call the bobblehead. Wait, let me explain, yo. Cause the bitch is top heavy and she never say no. Tell me y'all should listen when she say it's off of H, though. Mommy, you don't love me, you just want me for the pay, so. Fuck it, still and all, I can't seem to let the game go. I got a problem. Here, shout out to me. No, stay with that fire, homie. No, it ain't no shining on me. Wherever the vine is, that willin', that's where you find a home.
You know,
got a Jamaican chick that get it hard as diamonds fall. She
you
still
know.
Want that Sean Paul, and she get the whining on me.
Yeah.
Now everybody know for her, the orange is the sweetest.
Uh-huh.
My heart's a big apple, we're sticking to Georgia Peach.
Uh-huh.
Really no certain order not to disappoint the rest. But special word up to Brooklyn, I ain't disappointed yet. So many tried to cuff him, but I let him know swiftly. The chances of that shit is slimmer than the cold. Richie won't say that I'm the best, but good as good as me. And if you ever took a poll, 9 out of 10 would agree.
Right.
You act about the pipe game, they tell you it's terrific. I'm something like the general, if we being specific. The proof is in the pudding, mine never got it twisted. But I don't eat pussy, baby, I just like to lick it. So go on, keep it moving, girl, don't stop it till it come. Better yet, you be my DJ, I'ma chop it, mix it some. Put some singles on the floor and told her, chop it on the one. I ain't talking bubblegum when she be popping it for her.
Now tell the DJ, bring it back. 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 Now what I
it all. My strip club plays up. Let them say goodbye.
And then they can hear the show,
as in I had already featured you with the interview, with the question and answer interview, and I pretty much do it the same way with how I rotated it out every 3 to 4 hours for like 2 weeks. So it'll give people the opportunity to see you, because on my site, I get 30,000 views plus a month. So that's 30,000 people that's going to see you and know who the fuck you are.
I appreciate that. You know, it's the kind of love I need.
Oh, I got all the love you need. God, shut up. I'm not going to touch Hungry, because my thing is, if I lay one hair on his body, my manager will fuck me up. And my manager is 5'8 and 180, and she is a gym rat. I am not trying to fight Martha. I'm going to lose. I only got one good arm. I can't fuck with her. So I will be like, he's off limits. I will look at you. I will fantasize about you. I might say, come on, swing shit. But I will not put my hands on you. Now, if you put your hands on me, that's different, because I ain't sorry. I didn't put my hands on you. You started it. I just killed it.
I could dig it.
So if Martha kicks your ass, you can handle it. I wouldn't even throw you under the bus like that. I have really had a good time. I cannot wait to write this blog, because this shit is just laughing on the interview and the questions. You can just imagine what the hell, because I have freedom to write. Last time, it was my questions, but your answers. So now,
right,
I get to write from my point of view, and my point of view is crazy. What?
Yeah.
It's going to hold people's attention, and it's going to make them go fuck with you, and I'll have where they can download the mixtape. I'll have it embedded and everything like that. So when they click on it and play it or download it, you'll still be getting all that will still count towards your 25, your bronze status on that pit. And ladies and gentlemen, he honestly earned that. This is a hard-working artist. He was not like a lot of other people that brought crazy ass downloads from that piss and stuff like that. He's a true artist. Like, when you see his numbers, it's because he worked hard. He has a fan base. He has loyal supporters. And how could you not fuck with him? He's gone through so many different adversities. He's here to talk about it. And he has a testimony. And even though he went through so many things with his health, he walked. He does everything that he knew he would be able to do one day. And that passion and that will that he had to get better, he put it into his music. How could you fuck with him? Like, one, the artist with substance. Not just possibly, like, I popped the molly and I'm sweating. I fucked my money up. Now I can't re-up. I mean, you wasn't really about that life no motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? That's somebody else's song that they wrote and you used to come up. That's not your lifestyle that you rapped about. I mean, it's just like, you're like one of those people that's genuine with what you're talking about. And it's not like you have to worry about somebody running up on you with the fake alert, because you're not into that. And you have a humble spirit. When you're humble, you go so far in life, not only in your career, but just in life and with people in general. That's why I can't fuck with big-headed artists, because them motherfuckers be wanting to make me bring them down to earth and just bust their ass. And sometimes I be wishing I had hands like Floyd Mayweather, because if I ever ran artist, I swear, yo, I would beat that motherfucker down just for lying and just being a fake-ass nigga, like pow, pow, pow. But, you know, I have to be nice. Stop female. Radio show, and some of them fake artists I talk about might actually come on my show, and then once I tell them how I really feel about them, they'll never talk to me in life again.
Oh, yeah,
you don't like
man,
the money team? You're not a fan of the money team, Chalk?
I mean, I am not a fan of a professional boxer that puts his hands on women, no.
Oh, okay.
And he was acting like a little bitch too, talking about, I can't stay in jail because I got to work out and all this stuff. Like, man up, son. He's going to be this big, tough dude, but he's bitching to his lawyer about he couldn't stay in jail because he couldn't work out, he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that.
Anybody that hits on people, I can't respect any artist that robs people, this, that, and the third. I used to be in the game. I used to be a drug dealer. I never robbed anybody. I never stole anything from anybody. Even though what I did was illegal, I was honest about how I made my living. I dealt with you on a fair level. Even more, gave you more than you should have gotten. So I can't sit here and respect somebody that's going to sit back and watch somebody do hard work, put in work, whether you work a job, you're an artist or whatever, and people just sit back and plot on you, and when you're at your weakest, they come up and they try to steal shit from you. I can't respect people like that. I don't respect people that steal beats. I don't respect people that steal lyrics. I don't respect people that steal fuck moves that somebody else may have created. I don't deal with any type of fuckery across the board like that because it's not right. So I only genuine people. I'm going to go hard for people that I believe in and hungry over the next week or so. Like by Sunday, Monday, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I fucked with Chalk the long way. Yo, look at how much love she's showing me. And that's what I do. And actually, you're going to be the first artist that I start out with for the new year. And I'm about to be back on my promo shit. So, you know, artists, we're going to find out what's going on with you because next week we have two big shows, Tuesday and Friday. It's going to be like Step Your Game Up, What's Your Focus, and Artists Step Your Game Up. And it's about artists that don't invest in the right things. Artists will invest money on bottles, $300 sneakers, $300 jeans, making it rain on bitches. But when it comes time to pay quality studio time, pay for social media, pay for your CDs to be pressed up, you always crying that you broke and you don't got it. Get your fucking priorities right. If you want to be an artist and music is your life, then you have to make certain sacrifices, you know? So that show is going to be a two-part show, and we're going to have Rikers, because he's an artist consultant. We're going to have Anthony from Rutgers. He used to work with Interscope. We're going to have the chief editor from Hype Magazine on. We're going to have April from Atlanta on. We're going to have, like, a lot of different people in the industry, promoters, DJs, whoever that deals with artists that can give them helpful insight to take them to the next level in their career. That's what that show is going to be about. And guess what, artists? It's going to be a free show. You're going to get free knowledge from people that would normally charge you to tell you what the fuck you need to do to make it in this industry. So if y'all missed that show, then I don't got nothing to say to you because then you're not taking the time to invest in your career because sometimes time is free. You learn something. Then you can go out and learn how to stack up your paper and learn how to invest in your career. And if you don't invest in yourself, how do you expect somebody else to invest in you?
Absolutely. People be wanting handouts and just want to sit there and expect that, you know how they say, it's not going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and go get it.
If an artist waiting on a handout for me, I got a handout for him, and it's not going to be anything nice. I'm going to get him a box of tampons and be like, get your bitchy ass away from me. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. She's like a bitch. So, you know, we're about to be cut off. I'm going to be back tomorrow night, and the topic is going to be, what would you do if you were deceived by your mate and you was fucking them, but they really had a sex change and was born something totally different? Hey, I don't make this shit up. This shit really happens, and we have to talk about it. So that's going to be the topic tomorrow. So we'll be back at the regular time, right time, 9:30 to 11:30. Hungry, I'm going to...